Next, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Crown Media Productions. Malta. A palace with a domed roof in the heart of an old city at night. Title, To Catch a Spy. A man with a briefcase walks by an arched gate. He hurries down a narrow street, checking his phone. Natalie Kelly. A hooded figure follows behind him. Colin Donnell. Jonathan Dunn. Rebecca Camilleri. He comes to an intersection and stops to check GPS directions on his phone. A shadow lurks behind him down a dark road. Michelle Martin. Antonella Axisa. Davy Edward King. Joe Assoparty. Edward Thorpe. Gianni Salvaggi. And Patty Murin. He rounds a corner to a dark alley and makes a call. The hooded figure closes in behind him. He stops to look around a corner.
It's no mound. I'm almost there.
He's stabbed from the back. He spins and hits the assailant with his briefcase. Runs to a lit gate with American flags. The attacker gets up. Enters gate. Soldiers on stairs.
He's in view. We've got him.
He collapses. His case spills open with documents on the ground. Two armed soldiers check his pulse.
He's gone.
Folders with national flags. Later inside.
No, I'm sorry. He didn't make it. We will keep the documents safe until you decide what to do. The documents are in the lockbox.
Marines escort a woman to a security lockbox with a key panel access. Text, Seattle, 4 weeks later. Sunny skyline by water. Women in an office.
We're going to Malta.
Good morning, Sarah.
How are you even awake right now? You literally just got back from Iceland. And did you even have time to pack a bag?
Barely. My poor body doesn't know what time zone it is. I think I have travel writer's whiplash.
Aw. You travel to amazing places and get paid for it. No one feels bad for you.
You're right. Plus, I'm really excited to see my friend Elias. I haven't seen him since college. Aww. He's gonna love you and Patrick.
And Tom.
Are you sure you're okay that Tom's coming with us?
Of course. This is his first issue as editor. He has to come. We're fine. We're professionals.
I'm sorry, Patrick, but you're gonna have to explain that to me again.
Which part?
The part about how a new app is gonna help the magazine.
Tom, that's the whole part. Sarah, can you...
No. I'm the photographer. If it can't be explained with a pretty picture, I'm out.
Chloe?
We're gonna be on planes, trains, and automobiles for the next 19 hours, so we'll have plenty of time to talk about it then.
I need everyone on their A game. We got tours, restaurants, museums.
The hotel spa. Elias did put in a spa when he built the hotel, right?
Okay, his dad renovated the hotel and they already pulled a lot of strings to get us on the press junket, so we're not hitting him up for spa passes, too.
We work for one of the best travel magazines in the world. Why do we even need strings pulled?
Because, Sarah, everyone reads about travel on their phones now, hence the need for a better app.
18 hours of this? Great. See you at the elevator.
Sarah and Patrick leave. Chloe rummages behind her desk for some books.
I never understood why you read those mysteries. You always figure out who did it before you get to the end.
That's why I like to read them. I like being right.
Chloe, are we okay?
We're fine. Strictly professional.
Right.
She packs the books. Sarah returns.
Did I mention we're going to Malta?
Chloe smiles, rolls her eyes, then joins them. The palace in Malta at night. U.S. Marines guard a lit stairway. They run to an alarm.
Shut down as much of the area as possible. Go, go!
A Marine holds open an empty lockbox for the woman who had the documents. Later, sun shines on the ocean surrounding a coastal city filled with historic architecture. A plane lands, with Malta written on the side. An airport with arches. Elsewhere, arches mark the entrance to the Optima Hotel. Inside the lobby, Chloe and her colleagues arrive. A man in a suit spots her.
Chloe!
Elias!
They hug.
So good to see you. Chloe, you look exactly the same as you did at our last class reunion.
Hits him playfully.
Stop. You're looking great too. Congratulations on the hotel. It's beautiful.
Thanks. It's getting there. This is just a soft opening with the press, so there are still a few things left to do. But if you see anything that doesn't work, it's off the record.
Come on, you know me. My lips are sealed. Elias, this is Tom McBride, our editor, Sarah Webb, our photographer, and Patrick Schaefer, who does our digital content. Everybody, this is Elias Lentini.
It's nice to meet all of you. Seeing the hotel and destination traveler is a big deal for my folks. They love your magazine. You must be exhausted, so why don't you go get checked in, get some rest. I'll show you around tomorrow, and if you need anything, I'm in 608.
Wait, you're at the hotel too?
Just until the grand opening next week.
But we should get breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah?
Hugs him.
Aww, thank you for everything, Elias.
Welcome to Malta.
Malta! Thank you.
They're greeted by two staff.
Hello. Welcome to the Hotel Optima.
Thank you. We're Destination Traveler Magazine.
I'm Bree Hammond, the manager. Welcome. Please let me know if there's anything I can do to make your stay more enjoyable. Aww, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Mr. McBride.
That's me.
You're in room 409.
Ah, perfect.
Ms. Day, you're in 510.
Thank you.
Mr. Schaefer, you're in 301.
Thank you.
And Ms. Webb, 418. The elevator's right over there. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you so much. Oof, well, first and foremost, I've heard that the local wine is really great here. Is anyone up for a little sample with me right now?
Am I more thirsty or jet-lagged? Jet-lagged. Oh. Bad for me.
Yeah, me too.
I could be down for a glass of wine.
Yay!
Well, let us know when Elias wants to do the tour. We should stop by the American Embassy. Get some local recommendations. It's right down the street.
Why the embassy? Diplomats always know the best hole-in-the-wall restaurants.
Pro tip.
What can I say? I'm good at my job. See you in the morning.
See you
guys.
They part ways. At the American Embassy, two men are greeted.
Aaron, it's good to see you again. I'm sorry it's under such unpleasant circumstances.
Well, you know, I keep asking the FBI to assign us cases with happy endings, but you know how bureaucracy is.
How long has it been?
Few years, at least. I think it was the incident with the American tourist that took a joyride on the Emir's yacht.
Oh, yes. Well, that took some finesse to handle.
Ambassador Soto, this is Luke Vasquez. He is new to our team.
Pleasure to meet you, ma'am. Have you been on this post long?
Long enough. I started as a liaison for the Army Corps of Engineers.
If you need to get anything done in Malta, Ambassador Soto is who you talk to.
I do know how things work here, yes, which is why you will be dealing with me directly instead of the diplomatic security services. This matter will require a great deal of discretion.
Of course, Ambassador. Who knew what was in here?
Oh, it's a long list. Several people here on our staff, embassy security, and a dozen different agencies from around the globe.
So much for top secret.
The documents contain the identities of undercover agents from a dozen different countries, including the United States. They were stolen last month from a diplomatic courier on their way to an international security summit, but retrieved here in Malta by Norman Duclass, who was with the French intelligence.
He's the agent who died bringing the documents to the embassy.
Yes. Now, because of the incident, the summit was postponed, and instead of risking another courier, it was decided to keep the documents here for safekeeping, which worked well until last night. If fallen into the wrong hands, people will die.
Did Klaus know who took the documents in the first place?
Based on the poison used to kill him, the CIA believe it is Cypher.
Cypher?
Codename for a mercenary the CIA has been tracking for years. The guy's resume reads like a spy novel. I mean, murder, blackmail, trading state secrets, the whole nine yards. And the worst part is, the guy's a complete ghost. Nobody knows what he really looks like.
Nobody that's still alive, that is. If Cypher stole it the first time, it's a fair bet to assume he's involved now. Those documents are worth a fortune on the black market.
And you don't know how the thieves made it in or out of the compound?
No, the exits are covered by security cameras, but nobody saw them coming or going. The only reason we knew they were there at all was because they tripped an alarm on the way out.
You locked down the building?
The entire block. The box they took has an encrypted lock, which is programmed remotely by the State Department. Nobody here could have gotten into it, not even me. And it was made from reinforced steel, it weighed over 100 pounds, so it wasn't easy to move.
And who is our local police contact?
Inspector Orcel de Guara. She's been made aware of what's happened. But I want to be kept apprised of every step of the way.
Understood.
Gentlemen, I'm happy to continue this conversation, but you should get checked into your hotel before it gets too much later.
Sounds good. Where are we staying?
The Hotel Optima.
Back at the hotel, Chloe bumps her luggage into a maid's cart.
Oh, sorry, it was in the way.
No. I should look where I'm going. Sorry.
Are you American?
Yes.
My name is Rianne, by the way.
Rianne?
Yes.
Well, that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
I'm Chloe.
If you need anything, just let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye. The maid smiles after her. Aaron repeatedly tries his room key. It doesn't work. Chloe passes him in the hall. His frustration grows. He gives up, rubs his brow. Chloe turns.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just having a little trouble with the... You know, whatever happened to just a good old-fashioned key?
Want me to help?
Yes.
Hands her the key.
Please.
She takes it and opens the door right away.
Now you're just showing off.
Sometimes I find that swiping works better than tapping.
I loosened it for you.
Obviously.
Yeah. I'm Aaron, by the way.
Chloe.
Nice to meet you. Thank you, Chloe. I owe you one.
I'll see you around.
He smiles at her and she continues on her way. He brings his luggage inside. She looks back at him as she unlocks her door just down the hall. She walks in and gasps. Sets her coat down. Walks to Venetian doors that open onto a balcony. She leans over and gazes out at the city, breathing it in. A waterway filled with boats and yachts forks around an island, flanked by historic architecture. She turns back inside and lays down on the bed with her arms spread.
Bonus points for comfy mattress.
She hears voices coming from a vent over her head. She listens curiously. Gets up.
Come in.
A server wheels in a platter.
Good evening, Miss Day. My name is Isaac. I'm the room service waiter. Where would you like your burger and french fries?
Just right there, please.
Points to coffee table.
And how's your stay with us?
So far, wonderful. Except I was hearing some voices. I think it was coming from the vent. Could it be from another room?
Possibly. There are many quirks in a building such as this. Thick walls, but the vents do sometimes prevent that. Please, if it's too loud, just call the front desk.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Enjoy your stay with us.
Bye.
He wheels the cart out. She smiles at the table. A sculpture fountain lit up at night. She tosses in bed, the balcony doors wide open, letting a breeze blow in. She checks her phone.
I love jet lag.
Looks up at the vent.
It's not helping.
Turns on her side and tries to cover her ears. She jumps up, stands up and listens against the wall. She backs away, breathing heavily. She gets down and grabs a book from the nightstand, starts writing notes.
Screaming. Glass breaking.
Leaps out of bed, runs to the balcony. She looks down to see a man's body half covered in paint lying unconscious in a construction area. Spins around, gasping. She grabs the phone.
Thank you for calling the Hotel Optimum.
Shakes impatiently. Slams the phone down and runs off. Runs through the lobby.
Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
It's empty. She looks around frantically. Then runs behind the desk to a door marked, Employees Only. She bangs on it.
Hello?
Turns around, hopelessly. Then runs off. Runs back through lobby. Runs down the street. She goes to the construction site and bangs on the fencing.
Hello? Are you okay?
She bangs the fence angrily. Runs back to her room. Checks her tracksuit.
My key.
Starts running, then turns to Aaron's room. Pauses, then bangs on his door. Waits, breathlessly. Knocks again. Aaron opens.
I need to use your phone.
Is everything all right?
I need to call the police. I think someone just got murdered.
Back in lobby.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, sir. We need to access the service area behind the hotel.
Somebody fell or was pushed from the room above mine.
What? When?
About 20 minutes ago.
We should call the police.
No, we did. We need to see if the person survived the fall.
From the 6th floor.
Look, I know that this doesn't have any weight around here, but I'm with the FBI.
Flashes badge.
Your FBI?
The body is gone.
Wait. What? I don't understand. No, he fell right here.
She looks around dumbfounded. A woman on the phone walks through lobby.
Ms. Day? Bonjour, I am Inspector Deguara from the Malta Police Force. Can you please tell me what happened?
I heard an argument through the air vent coming from another room. I heard a scream, then a crash, and I looked over and I saw a body in the service area behind the hotel.
What time did all this happen?
At 1:24 a.m. I wrote it down. Have you checked the room above mine, room 610?
There is no 610. Directly above you is a two-room suite, 608.
608? That's Elias Lentini's room. He's my friend from college.
He oversaw the renovation of the hotel. He was staying in that room, but he checked out.
No, he said he was staying here through the grand opening. He was going to show us around tomorrow. When did he check out?
12:45 a.m. We've just looked it up. He used the automated system through the TV in the room.
No, that's before I heard the argument. There must be a mistake.
We checked the room moments ago. None of his personal effects are there, and there is no sign of a disturbance.
Somebody fell from that room. I saw the body. There must have been blood.
Chloe, they checked the area outside. They didn't find anything.
What about security cameras?
Our video surveillance system is not operational yet, but it will be by the time we open for the public.
Somebody moved that body.
My officers checked the entire alley and inside the hotel, this floor and the basement.
Staff members go in and out of that doorway all the time.
And we checked with the guests in the rooms near 608. Nobody else heard anything.
It's the middle of the night. Obviously, they were sleeping.
Ms. Day, what were you doing before you heard the argument?
She looks shocked. Aaron bites his lip. They crowd in her room.
I was trying to sleep, but the jet lag was keeping me up.
Are you sure you hadn't dozed off? Maybe you dreamed it.
I was standing on the bed, listening at the vent. I wrote things down in my notebook. How could I have done that if I was asleep?
Did you have anything to drink tonight?
I had one glass of wine.
The detective picks up a novel from her table titled Dead Bodies with a suspicious look. Chloe frowns.
I didn't dream this.
Ms. Day, I will have my officers canvass the area in the morning. We'll talk to the other guests. We will follow up on this. But for tonight, there's nothing much more I can do. I'm sorry.
I think we all need some rest now.
The staff and police leave her alone with Aaron.
Can't you do something? You're FBI.
It's outside my jurisdiction. Look, I'm working on something else with Inspector Guara. I promise you I will not let her drop it. In the meantime, is there anybody that you want me to call or somebody that you're traveling with?
No, I'm fine. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.
He walks out. She uncrosses her hands and picks up her phone to make a call.
Elias, it's Chloe. I need you to call me as soon as you get this. They're saying that you checked out of the hotel. I really hope that's true. Something isn't right. Call me.
She purses her lips, stifling off her air anxiously. At lunch with Sarah.
This food is delicious. I think I taste saffron.
Okay, how are you talking about saffron when you think your friend got murdered last night?
Nobody else seems to think so.
You haven't heard from him?
No. I called his family's construction company. He wasn't there. Maybe it wasn't him.
It was his room.
I know, but they said that he checked out before I heard the argument. All I know is that someone either fell or was pushed from that balcony.
Then what? The killer rushed downstairs and moved the body and then came back upstairs and got rid of all of his stuff?
I know I didn't dream this, but I can't prove it. So until then, saffron.
Back at the embassy.
Forensics found dirt on the floor of the vault and also by the door.
And the suspects tracked it in?
If not, the ambassador needs to have a stern talking to with the housekeeper.
Watches a video of burglars.
I've been going through the security footage. Some of the internal hallways aren't covered, but every exit is. And I still don't understand how they got out of the building without being seen by any of the cameras.
Same way they got in the building without being seen by the cameras, I'm guessing.
Maybe it was the infamous Cypher living up to his name?
Even he can't walk through walls.
Aaron taps him on the shoulder and walks outside.
I want you to keep on forensics. Make sure that we get those results as soon as possible. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, yeah. Chloe. Hey, how are you feeling today?
Okay. Still a little freaked out.
That's totally understandable.
Chloe Day, this is Luke Vasquez, my partner.
Chloe, the one who thinks...
Yes, that would be me.
I'm going to speak with Inspector DeGuire after lunch. I'm going to make sure that she's taking you seriously.
Thank you. I thought the FBI was a U.S. thing.
Embassies are U.S. territory, so it is our jurisdiction. So is any crime against an American or an American interest.
So if something has happened to Elias, you'd get involved, because he's an American citizen.
We would work with local police, yes, but since we don't know that anything actually happened, we have to stay out of it.
Remember when you said you owed me one?
Am I going to regret that?
Regret's a strong word. I just want to pick your FBI brain for a bit.
You mean the brilliant one that couldn't figure out how to open a door?
Think of this as your chance for redemption.
Looks to Luke.
I'll meet you at the police station.
Should we take a walk? So travel writing must be interesting.
Sure, it's not as interesting as being an FBI agent.
Oh, come on, you get to travel the world? I mean, you got this place.
I'm Dina.
Right, see, interesting.
I mean, yes, but most of my job is really just taking a lot of notes.
We've got a lot in common.
Really? Is that a big part of investigating a crime?
Depends on the crime.
Say, hypothetically, murder?
That would be a big hypothetical that the police would be interested, not a travel writer.
I know. I'm guessing that what you do is a little different to what I read in my mystery novels.
Well, unfortunately, there are very few aha moments, but I do think I would rock a pipe and a monocle.
So humor me. How do you catch the bad guy? How do you do it?
It's a bit like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. I mean, you got your smaller pieces, but you have to keep your eye on the bigger picture or else you don't know where everything's gonna fit. And then you got your usual stuff. Collect evidence, put together a list of suspects.
What if you're not even sure that a crime was even committed?
Trust your instinct. And if your gut is telling you that something's wrong, it usually is.
So what about the crime scene? What do you look for?
Hypothetically, of course.
Of course.
He shakes his head, chuckles. Back at the hotel, the maid sings to a roll of toilet paper. Sarah appears.
Wow, that is a really beautiful song.
Chloe sneaks into 608 behind
really
them.
Beautiful. Is it Maltese?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, is it an old song or a new song?
It's quite old.
Speaking of old, I would love to hear about the history of your beautiful country. Just all of it.
All of it.
From the very beginning.
Chloe on her phone in the suite.
Okay, Patrick, I'm gonna put you on mute. Let me know if you hear any sound coming through the vent, okay?
Got it.
Patrick takes off his shoes back in her room, stands on bed. He walks over to the vent, trips over pillows, puts his ear up to listen.
Hello. One, two, three. Testing.
I can hear something. It's muffled, but I can
definitely hear your voice.
You do? That's what I heard last night. Thank you.
No problem. Be careful.
He trips again, looking at the phone and falls over. Sits back up, exasperated. Chloe pockets her phone and starts looking around. She looks under the curtains, rubs along a desk. She steps on a piece of a broken glass, squats down and picks it up to examine it. She looks at a wine glass on the table, caresses it in her hand, looks down and lifts along the edge of the carpet. She finds a cufflink in the shape of the initials EL. She cups it tightly in her hands, her face saddened.
We've been colonized.
Oh.
Many times.
Oh, oh wow.
Isaac spots them around the corner.
I feel like I've just learned the whole history of the country, so
Chloe sneaks out. Isaac watches from a distance.
Malta and the historical significance. I'm going to go look at Malta. Thank you.
Bye. The maid smiles. Isaac types a text on his phone. He pockets it and walks away stern-faced. Later in city.
So now what?
Well, we have an hour, so maybe we can find some cute shops that we can include in the magazine.
No, Chloe, I mean, what are you going to do with all the evidence that you found?
Well, I mean, it's just a piece of broken glass and a cufflink. It's not going to convince anyone. I need to prove that somebody was in that room when I heard the argument.
But Elias had checked out already.
Well, that's what they told us, but he said he was going to show us around today, remember? Why would he check out and not send me a text?
Maybe he had an emergency.
He wouldn't leave before the grand opening. I bet his hotel bill would tell us a lot. If we could just find out who was on duty that night.
You think someone from the hotel is involved?
The area where the body fell is only accessible by staff. Patrick, do you know anything about hotel reservation systems?
Not really. I mean, I could probably figure it out, but... Oh. Chloe, I'm sorry. No, hacking into a hotel system is way beyond my skill set.
I understand. But what if we could access one of their computers? Do you think we could find what we're looking for?
I might, but we don't have that type of access. Do we?
She purses her lips, looking mischievous. That night at the hotel, Chloe and Patrick pop around a corner to spy on the desk clerk.
What about the security cameras?
They're not hooked up yet.
How are we going to get him away from the front desk?
Sarah is going to...
Front desk?
I really need your help. I'm locked out of my room. I'm in 418.
If you come down to the lobby, I'll be happy to...
No, I really need you to come up here. It's an emergency.
I'll be there in a minute.
Thank you.
Okay.
He puts up a sign that reads concierge, then departs from the lobby. Patrick and Chloe sneak around behind him. Patrick gets on the computer behind the front desk.
He didn't lock it. And it's in English, so far so good.
Can you access the employee records?
I'm guessing it's the link marked employee records.
I really owe you one for this.
Employee reviews are coming up. Put in a good word with Tom. Maybe just don't mention this part.
Done.
They're being watched from the webcam on a tablet screen.
A USB port to export it to the flash drive.
She hops down beneath the monitor, holds up the desk cloth covered in paint.
Blue paint.
Alright. What about the employees who were on duty that night?
Already on it. Downloading.
Can we make it go any faster?
It's not a horse. I can't just yell giddy up.
Desk clerk returns.
Good evening. Have you enjoyed your stay? Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Aaron catches them. He's confused.
Oh, actually, it's Peter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I just had a question about the building down the street. You know what? It might just be easier if I show you. You mind?
Of course.
Great, thank you.
Chloe and Patrick sneak away.
Look at this whole landscape here, the whole architectural line. I mean, it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, no, it is. That is fascinating.
Thank you
so much, Peter. Appreciate it.
No problem at all.
Peter leaves. Chloe walks up to Aaron.
So, remind me how FBI jurisdiction works on foreign soil again?
Well, I have none, unless it was a crime committed against an American or an American interest.
Well, the hotel is owned by a Swiss company, so... I don't know, something like trespassing?
It'd be none of my business. But if I were to see someone committing a crime, like, say, I don't know, trespassing, then I should report it to local police.
Okay. What if that person was doing it for a good reason? Like, what if they were really worried about their friend?
Well, then I would probably drop it. But I would also tell them that if something did happen to their friend, then sneaking around in places where they don't belong is very dangerous.
I'm sure they understand.
Good. But in case you weren't keeping count, now I think you owe me one.
Totally fair. Thank you.
He nods as she leaves. Peter comes rushing back out.
Sir, I've taken the liberty of booking you on a walking tour in the morning. Oh. And you're so fascinated with the architecture.
You know, I think, I have to check, but I think my schedule is really just kind of slammed.
It's a fairly quick tour. I mean, it's only take in about 15 churches.
15?
Oh, I hope that's okay.
Can't wait. Thank you.
He stands and twitches his head. The next day, Chloe, Sarah, and Patrick peer over a laptop.
Should we be doing this?
Not even a little.
Okay, just checking. Carry on.
Okay, we didn't get the detailed folio, but here's a summary of Elias's stay. It says he checked in at 7:32 p.m. on the 14th and checked out at 12:45 a.m. on the 18th.
That's 40 minutes before I heard the argument. That doesn't make any sense. What about the room charges?
There's not much here. It says he ordered a movie, a murder mystery. Ironic.
It's him.
Sorry. Then there's mini bar and room service, but it doesn't say when it was delivered or by who.
What about employee records? Who was on duty that night?
Right, okay. Here's a schedule of who should have been here.
They lean in. Later in the lobby, they sip tea.
So there's Peter Gilroy, who was not at the front desk when I came downstairs that night, and maybe moving a body? Could he have faked checkout time? If he couldn't, then she could have. Bree Hammond, the manager. She arrived in like 5 minutes after Peter called her at home.
Which means she could have been here the whole time.
That's what I'm thinking.
Writes a note. Where were Peter and Bree?
That's Rianne Bonello. She was the only housekeeper on duty that day.
Oh, she's probably really good at cleaning up messes very quickly. Yeah, but why? I just don't see her and Elias getting into a fight that ends up with her pushing him over the balcony.
Well, we took that self-defense class and got really excited about that elbow to stomach move.
Elbows him.
I mean never to cross you two.
On terrace.
That's Isaac Abella. He delivered my food that night.
Isaac was the only waiter on the schedule, so he definitely delivered Elias's food that night. And think about those carts that they use. He could easily have used that to get rid of Elias's things without anyone noticing.
Oh, come on. Do you think a waiter would have access to a fake checkout time?
I mean, probably not. Those are the only people who had access to the rooms. The rest are kitchen or admin staff who wouldn't.
Okay, so now you have a list of suspects. Now what are you gonna do?
Now I guess I go talk to them.
Chloe. You heard what the FBI guy said. This could be really dangerous.
I'll be careful, but it's been 2 days since anyone's heard anything from Elias. I'm worried.
Sarah takes a call.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, we'll be right there. He's waiting for us.
Chloe spots a story in the paper, U.S. Embassy robbery.
Did you guys see that there was a robbery at the embassy?
Wait, did it happen the same night that you heard the argument?
No, the night before.
What did they steal?
The embassy issued a statement saying no comment.
Do you think it's connected?
One mystery at a time.
Elsewhere, Aaron and Luke walk up steps.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, explaining the newspaper article to the ambassador and the prime minister was exactly how I wanted to spend my day.
They both check their phones.
Forensic reports.
They found traces of laundry detergent mixed in with the dirt they found on the floor.
Found phosphates in it. So, probably commercial grade.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a list of all the laundromats and cleaners in the area that would use this kind of detergent.
Yeah, sounds good.
What are you thinking?
Not sure yet. I'm gonna head back to the hotel.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
See ya.
They part ways. That night at the hotel, Chloe and Sarah wait at reception.
Are you sure you want to do this?
No. The only way to rule out suspects is to talk to them.
They spot Isaac enter the employees' only room.
Come on, okay.
They chase after him and sneak through the door before it shuts. They lurk through a dark locker room with clothes hampers.
This is how cheerleaders get killed in horror movies.
Shh, don't say that. I was a cheerleader.
Shocking.
It'll be fine.
Woo! What was that?
Okay, I've changed my mind. I'm thinking we should be interviewing the suspects in a brightly lit lobby with lots of people around.
I agree. Let's just go right back.
Okay.
A flashlight scares them.
Shh. Chloe, hey, it's me.
It's Aaron.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Scared us to death.
What are you guys doing down here?
Owing you two favors? This is Sarah. She works with me.
I would say nice to meet you, but I have to restart my heart.
What are you doing here?
He spots a laundry powder stain.
Looking for that.
They go over to the stain. He squats down and feels a cupboard beside it.
You feel that?
Yeah, where's that breeze coming from?
Opens the doors and inspects the inside. He punches the back wall out.
Whoa. Okay, that just happened.
He lifts sheets of dry wood out of the way.
Stay here.
Okay.
Sarah turns to go. Chloe grabs her arm.
Come on. You want me to go in there?
Chloe pulls her with her. They follow Aaron through the secret passage. He flashes his light around. Exposed stone walls. A small window. He flashes the light by a doorway and they pass by it. A long hallway. They come to a well-lit corridor. The dead body she saw covered in paint lies on a tarp on the ground.
Ah! Oh! That's Elias!
She covers her face. Sarah holds her. Chloe at the embassy.
Do you think Elias was connected to the embassy robbery? I know the papers didn't say what was stolen, but it can't
be... Chloe, we can't talk about any of that.
Right. But you know whoever killed him probably worked at the hotel. Otherwise, how could they have had access to the restricted area where I saw his body or faked a checkout time?
And how do you know they manipulated the checkout time?
I don't really. It's just... people I spoke to.
I see. Well, that's it for now. But if we have any further questions, we'll be in touch.
Chloe, I'm gonna need your passport.
What? Why?
Because you are a material witness to a murder investigation.
Fine. It's at the hotel. I'll go get it.
Why don't you two go on ahead? I'll see Chloe out.
Luke and the detective leave. Aaron sits down opposite Chloe.
Listen. We do think that the two events are related. We just don't know how yet. And until we do, our focus has to be on the robbery.
But you're gonna investigate the murder, right?
Yes, of course. In fact, we went to go see his father. His father didn't want to see us.
Why not?
I don't know. But he's a Maltese citizen, so how hard we push him is entirely up to the inspector. We are working out jurisdiction. It's gonna take a little bit of time. I will keep you in the loop as much as I can.
You would do that?
As long as you promise to leave the investigating to us, hypothetical or otherwise.
I understand. Thank you.
A church overlooks a port. Sun shines across a boat-filled bay, walking along a promenade.
I just don't understand why you didn't tell me about any of this earlier.
Because you're my boss, Tom, and my ex. It's complicated.
Well, it shouldn't be. We're still friends, aren't we?
Of course.
Well, then you should trust me. I'll always have your back.
Thank you. That means a lot.
He hugs her shoulder.
Do you think you'll need a lawyer?
Might not be a bad idea to have one on speed dial.
You're not going to keep poking around, are you?
Well, we still don't know how Elias is connected to the robbery, or if he was, why would he stay another night at the hotel, or what was stolen?
Wait, Chloe, those are questions for the police and the FBI.
Yeah, but they're not asking them. Elias was my friend. I need to do something.
He was murdered.
Relax, Tom. I'm not going to do anything that could put me in danger.
You found a body while skulking around a hotel basement.
I'm not going to do anything else that could put me in danger.
Chloe, you need to let go of this and let the authorities do their job.
Sure.
All right.
Tom leaves. She digs into her purse for her phone and makes a call.
Hello, Mr. Lentini. I'm sorry to leave you a message like this. This is Chloe Day. I met you a few times while Elias was in college.
Bites her lip at the murder scene.
Look, are you sure you want to be down here for this, Madam Ambassador? We can cover all of this with DSS.
I don't want to hear things secondhand. Just get on with it.
Okay. So there are passageways like this under a lot of the city that date back to the 16th century. Now, the tunnels from the hotel and the embassy only probably go back to the 1950s. Unfortunately, the hotel cameras aren't operational yet, and the embassy doesn't have cameras in the basement, so we don't have coverage of any of the exits.
Why connect the embassy to this?
They used to sneak people in and out all the time, especially during the Cold War. It was legit spycraft.
And nobody knew it was here?
I suspect it was sealed off in the 1990s. There's only a few at the embassy from that era.
Including yourself, right?
Yes, but I was a low-level specialist. I certainly didn't have clearance for things like secret spy tunnels.
Do we think Lentini found the tunnel while doing construction on the hotel?
Makes sense. The only question is, how did he know what was in the embassy vault, and how did he know how to get to it?
Oh, gentlemen, I need to get back. Keep me posted.
Of course, ma'am.
She departs.
Maybe our amateur sleuth can help us figure this out.
I don't think we've seen the last of Chloe Day.
Chloe walks through the hotel and runs into Isaac.
Miss Day, your food is just in there.
I don't understand. I didn't order room service.
Yes, a cheeseburger and French fries. Sorry, but when you didn't answer the door, I thought I would just leave it in there.
I didn't ask for that.
That's odd. Perhaps I made a mistake and went somewhere I should not have been. Happens now.
I guess.
Anyway, it's on the house.
He leaves with shady eyes. She watches him go, suspicious. He glances back at her as he scuffles away. Inside her room, she looks around. She flips open a laptop and checks something. Looks back at the doorway, then presses a button and closes the lid. Grabs her phone from her purse.
Hello? Mr. Lentini. I'm so sorry. Yes, okay. Yes, I can meet you there. I'm on my way.
She rushes out, later walks under an enormous arched causeway. She steps into a chapel. Intricate murals cover a golden arched ceiling. She walks to the front of the church. A priest passes her. A man in a tan suit sits near the front, praying. He gets up when he spots her.
Mr. Lentini.
Chloe.
I'm so sorry about Elias.
They hug.
Thank you. He was fond of you.
He was a good friend.
Please sit. Let's talk.
She puts her hand on his arm.
I know this is a difficult time for you, and I'm sorry to ask you this, but... did the police say...
The police, you... Do not talk to me about the police. They think that he was involved in the robbery at the U.S. Embassy. Rubbish! Why would he want top-secret documents?
Is that what was stolen? How do you know that?
I have lived here my entire life. There is very little that happens in Malta that I do not know about.
Was there any connection between Elias and the embassy?
He turns away.
Mr. Lentini, we cannot let whoever did this to Elias get away with it. Just because we don't want to believe that he may have done something bad.
Rubs his chin. Ushers her up.
Let's walk.
Yes.
They both get up and walk out. He holds his nose. She comforts him, rubbing his arm. Chloe walks with Mr. Lentini.
Elias loved this place. He wanted one of those big houses on the hill. And the yacht in the harbor.
That sounds like him. He always had big dreams.
I am a proud man, Chloe. Too proud, I suspect. And I may have given that to Elias. But pride can make a person reckless. I would never say anything against my son. But perhaps with every act of recklessness, there must be one of reckoning. This should tell you more.
Hands her a folder.
Rianne?
Ah, oh, Chloe. We keep running into each other.
This is Mr. Lentini, Elias's father.
Hey, I'm so sorry for your loss, Mr. Lentini. Everyone at the hotel loved working for Elias very much.
Thank you. Chloe, it's good to see you.
You too.
Be well.
Take care. So, no work today?
No, tonight. I'm out running some errands before my shift. And you?
I've got to go put some pieces of a puzzle together. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao, ciao. See you later.
The maid watches her leave with the folder. Her gaze lingers. That night at the hotel, Chloe runs into Aaron on the way to her room.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi. Do you remember the part where you told me to leave the investigating to the investigators?
Vividly.
Hypothetically.
I'm starting not to like that word.
What if I were to, you know, keep poking around?
Well, then you would be interfering in an active FBI investigation and I could, you know, arrest you.
Have you ever heard the phrase, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to get permission?
Crosses his arms.
Go ahead.
I know how Elias Lentini is connected to the embassy robbery.
She holds up the folder. They walk on a bridge.
So Mr. Lentini just gave you all of this?
Yes. He wants to find out who murdered his son, but he doesn't want to implicate him in the robbery.
So he's having you do it for him?
I guess so. So these documents show that Lentini Construction remodeled the embassy 10 years ago when the vault was installed.
We saw that in the records, but a different company did the vault. They went out of business years ago, so we're still tracking them down.
Valletta Securities, owned by Condor Enterprises, which is owned by...
Elias Lentini.
He always had these little side businesses. So his company puts in the vault, which means he definitely knows how to open it. Now we just need to figure out who he was working with and what he would want with top secret documents.
Whoa. How do you know about... I don't want to know. No.
What did the autopsy say? And did you check the hotel records?
Yeah, I'm not telling you any of that.
Her mouth gapes.
I just gave you a huge clue. I feel like we're back to you owing me one.
I feel like you need to check your math. The only odd thing about the autopsy was that it showed a small puncture wound in his shoulder that couldn't have come from the fall. As for the hotel records, we're still waiting on a subpoena.
The hotel manager won't give them to you? She's on my list of suspects.
I don't want to know about your list of suspects. And besides, it's not her decision. The hotel is owned by a company that's based in Switzerland. They are very serious about privacy. So the State Department is negotiating for us.
You might want to subpoena the room service records while you're at it.
And why should I do that?
Just a hunch. So what do you think? Am I ready to join the FBI?
Oh, yeah. I mean, who needs Quantico? I'll get you a badge tomorrow.
Grabs her phone from her purse.
I was supposed to meet Tom an hour ago to review a nightclub. My FBI job's getting in the way of my real job.
I take it your boss doesn't want you playing Sherlock Holmes either, huh?
It's complicated.
Oh, you and Tom are,
Were. Past tense. Very.
What happened?
I am so sorry. It's the whole FBI thing. Every time I try to express genuine interest in a person's life, it ends up sounding like an interrogation.
It's okay. Well, I like Tom because he's a travel writer, like me. And traveling's very important to me. My parents used to take me on trips when I was growing up, but they passed away when I was young.
Sorry.
Thank you. So I went to live with my grandmother, who never went anywhere. So I made a career out of travel writing. That's why it felt like Tom was such a perfect fit.
Those are rare.
Yeah. We never saw each other. I'd be coming back from Brazil, and he would be off to Japan. Or he'd get back from some place, and I'd be off to the next. The irony is, now that he's editor, I see him all the time. Like I said, it's complicated.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I'm on the road all the time. Whenever I head home to D.C., I have to look up my own address.
So there's no Mrs. FBI agent?
No, there was. Also, past tense.
At least she's not your boss.
No. That would be my dad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
Complicated. Especially when I don't follow the rule book.
Ooh, are you one of those rogue FBI agents?
Well, I am here talking to you.
She smiles and looks down, breathes deep.
I better go. Let me know about that badge.
Oh, I will. Good night, Chloe.
Good night.
He watches her walk away with impassioned eyes. The Hotel Optima lit up at night. Chloe returns to her room, spots something, runs to the table. The laptop is open, presses a button, then gets up, runs to the hall to look around. The maid is just outside.
Brianne.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Did you clean my room tonight? 5:10?
No. That was done by the day shift at 1:00.
So before I went to see Mr. Lentini?
Yeah.
She crosses her arms.
So
I know that the hotel isn't fully open yet, but do you always work the night shift?
No, not always. It's not so bad. There are fewer rooms to clean.
And were you working the night that Elias was murdered?
Yes. But I was not on that floor. Are you involved with the investigation?
Me? No. Just curious. So, did you see anybody go into my room tonight?
No. The only other person I saw up here tonight was the manager. Miss Bree Hammond? Is something wrong with your room? Do you need me to...
No, everything's fine. Thank you. Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
The next day outside, Patrick inspects the laptop.
I didn't find any spyware or viruses, and we encrypt all of our files, so I think you're good.
I know I closed that laptop before I went to see Mr. Lentini.
Who could have been in your room?
Isaac. Rianne. Bree.
Miss Day, your scooter rental is ready. The gentleman over there will show you how to operate it.
Thank you, Peter.
Pleasure.
Walks away with a towel.
Does that towel look familiar? Don't you remember there was a towel with blue paint on it under the front desk?
But Chloe, you can't mention the towel because then he'll know that we were back there.
But we still don't know where he was when I came downstairs that night. And where's Bree? I mean, she's near my room yesterday. Today she's not at work. Come on, that's suspicious.
True.
Patrick, do those employee records you downloaded yesterday have home addresses on them?
I'm gonna pay Bree a visit.
What? Are you actually trying to get me fired?
She gives him a stern look. She puts on a helmet and takes off on a moped. She travels through the countryside towards another city. She rides down a cobblestone road with old-world architecture. She backs into a spot on a corner and uses her feet to guide the bike against the curb. Shuts the motor and pops the kickstand. Looks around with a black helmet covering her face. Bree walks out of the door in a red dress and headscarf. She walks on the street by Chloe. Chloe watches her pass by. After she passes, she removes her helmet. Stows it on the bike, then turns to pursue after her. Bree realizes she's being followed and turns but doesn't look all the way back. Chloe picks up speed and follows her around a corner into an alley. Suddenly Bree turns around and confronts her.
Are you following me?
Yes.
I'm calling the police.
Okay, fine. I'll tell them how you broke into my room and went through my laptop.
Takes off her sunglasses.
How did you know about that?
I didn't, but I do now. What were you looking for?
I wanted to know what you were writing about the hotel. I can't afford a negative review, and considering the incident...
Murder?
Yes. I know Elias Lentini was your friend, and you've been talking to the FBI.
Okay, but what about all this sneaking around? Why the scarf and the sunglasses?
Bree takes a USB drive out of her purse.
I copied some files from your computer, but they were locked, so I was taking them to a friend who said he could help.
Chloe holds out her hand. Bree gives her the drive. Chloe looks at it, considering.
For the record, the review was a good one.
Thank you. I hope I can count on you to keep this little indiscretion between us.
On one condition. The hotel's been stalling on handing over the records for the night Elias was murdered. Perhaps you could expedite the process.
She hands her back the drive. Bree takes it reluctantly, and Chloe departs. Then Bree continues on. Chloe walks down the street with her hands in her jacket pocket. A black sedan pulls out the road. It speeds to a stop. Suddenly the car takes off and charges at her as she's about to put on her helmet. It zips by her and screeches to a halt. She hurriedly puts on her helmet and takes off on her moped. The car pulls out and gives chase through a square. Thank you. It follows her along a cliffside road. They speed along a dangerous curve flanked by stone walls, down towards the city. The driver of the car has her in sights. The car chases her along a waterway, cars parked along the side of the road, a construction crane ahead. She makes a quick right turn, passing under an arch. The car speeds after her. It pursues her through narrow Maltese streets lined with old stone brick buildings. People walking a narrow street ahead of her. They dive out of the way, taking cover in doorways. The road narrows as she's chased by the car. A man leaps to the side of the wall. She nearly runs over two men. He's pulled away at the last minute. She crashes into a cafe table. People get up to start cleaning up. The car leaves around a corner. She takes off her helmet and dials her phone.
Aaron?
Chloe and Aaron.
You know, generally speaking, if you're trying to be incognito, wearing a hat the size of a bus is not the way to do it.
They stand on a balcony overlooking the harbor.
Trying to lighten the mood.
It's too soon. Definitely too soon.
Chloe, somebody thinks that you're getting too close to actually knowing something and they're trying to scare you off.
Well, it's working.
I think that you should go back to the U.S. I'll get your passport. We'll send you on your way.
No, but you said that I was getting close to something. I can't leave until I find out who did this to Elias.
Okay. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to tell me everything that you know. We're going to go through all of it, and maybe I can fill in some gaps.
Could you get in trouble for that?
I live on the edge, remember?
I mean, I guess your boss is your dad, so what's the worst that could happen?
Tell my mom. All right, hit me with it.
Okay.
Opens notebook.
All right, so, according to the newspaper article, on the night of the 16th, two people broke into the embassy and stole top secret documents. We know that one of them was Elias Lentini.
We don't know that for sure.
He knew about the tunnels, and he had access to the vaults.
Okay. All right, let's assume that you're right about that. Keep going.
So then they escape through the tunnels, but I'm thinking that for whatever reason, they couldn't take the documents out of the hotel that night.
Well, embassy security had locked down the entire area, and the documents were in a steel box. It's big, it's heavy, it's hard to move. It's got an encrypted lock. Probably couldn't get it open.
So they left it behind, either in the tunnels or perhaps hidden in the basement?
And then they wait for the next night after things have cooled down a little bit.
Right. And then the partner goes to Elias's room after 1 a.m. and they get into a fight.
Which you hear through the vent.
Yes. And the partner pushes Elias off the balcony. But then how does the killer go downstairs, wrap the body in plastic, move it into the tunnel, and then get back upstairs to clean out everything from Elias's room?
They couldn't have. Unless there is a third person.
Exactly.
So, suspects.
All right, so Bree Hammond, the manager. I mean, she says she was at home, but there's no way she could have gotten from where she lives to the hotel as quickly as she did. Plus, she could change the records.
Okay, who else?
Rianne, the housekeeper. I mean, she says she was cleaning another floor that night, but who knows? She could have cleaned out Elias' stuff from his room.
Anybody else?
Isaac, the room service waiter.
We know that he delivered food that night. And Peter, the front desk guy, who could have changed the hotel records and was not down there when I came down that night.
Why is that suspicious?
Because I found a towel with paint on it underneath the front desk. Same paint that I saw in the alley where the body fell. But what I still don't understand is why people who work in a hotel would want to steal top secret documents.
Because one of those people is not who they say they are. Has the name Cipher come up in anything that you've seen or heard?
No, what's that?
It's not a what, it's a who. A spy and a bad one. Nobody knows who he is or what he looks like, but this is exactly the kind of thing that he would do, and he wouldn't be shy about getting rid of anybody who was in his way.
Her mouth hangs open.
All right, I'm officially freaked out.
She bites her tongue.
Chloe, here's what I want you to do. You forget about all this. You go back to travel writing, and you be careful. If you see anything, anything at all that's out of the ordinary, you call me, okay?
Okay. But just FYI, I don't want that badge anymore.
Let's get you back.
He puts his hand on her back as he guides her through town, puts his shades back on. She clutches her arms into her chest. They arrive back at the hotel and return to the lobby.
You sure you're gonna be okay?
I think I'll make it.
All right, well, if there's anything that you need...
Chloe? Just...
Tom rushes over.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. Thank you.
I should be
right.
Getting back to...
Thank you, Aaron.
Yes, thank you, Agent Maxwell.
Very welcome.
Shakes his hand.
See ya.
Aaron leaves.
I'm gonna call the lawyers. See if there's a way you can get your passport back. You're going home.
But I'm not ready to leave. Besides, what about the magazine?
I don't care about the magazine.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I do, but I care about you more. I'm worried. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay. Oh, Miss Hammond.
Here's that hotel press kit you requested.
Right. Thank you.
Passes her the thumb drive.
At least that will keep you distracted from all this murder business.
I hope so.
Later, they look at the records.
Okay, what we had before was just a summary, but this is way more detailed. It says that Elias rented the movie at 8:04 p.m., then took items from the minibar at 8:30 p.m. and again at 11:15 p.m. Then there's nothing until the room service delivery at 12:55 a.m.
But he supposedly checked out at 12:45 a.m. How could he order room service 10 minutes after he checked out and then get murdered after that?
Because whoever killed him obviously faked the checkout time to make it look as if he wasn't in the hotel at the time of the murder.
Oh, Chloe, who would want to put in a fake checkout time?
Someone who delivered the order and didn't want anyone to know he was there. Are you able to look up the room service orders for the entire hotel?
Sure, up until this afternoon.
Okay, were there any orders from my room yesterday?
Nope, but nothing from your room.
Would it show up even if it was canceled?
Well, it should. There's an order here for room 206 that was canceled, but it still shows up as an order.
So Isaac lied. He wasn't in my room to deliver food yesterday. And he was on duty the night that Elias was murdered.
Chloe, you need to show this to Aaron or the police.
I will. I just need to be sure.
Bree gives her a room key at the front desk. Sarah chokes on her wine. She and Patrick rush up to her.
How did you get that?
I may have implied that I'd tell the hotel company she broke into my computer if she didn't.
You wouldn't really do that.
She doesn't need to know that. Okay, so I need you guys to distract Tom while I...
Chloe, someone tried to kill you like 2 hours ago.
And I'm not going to stop until I find out who it was. All I want is a quick look in his locker to make sure that there's nothing suspicious. 5 minutes.
Patrick can distract Tom. I'm going with you.
They sneak around the locker room.
Bree said that this would get us past any lock. Oh, Isaac.
Opens the locker in a second locker where the keypad is inside.
Well, I'd say that qualifies as suspicious.
Isaac comes around the corner.
I really wish you did not find that.
He stares them down, then calmly reaches into his jacket pocket. They hold one another. He pulls out his phone and types. He makes a call, annoyed.
Nous avons un problème. Je crois à la DEA. Oui.
Puts his phone away.
We need to talk to your FBI friend.
Chloe looks desperately at Sarah. They look at Isaac in shock. At the embassy.
She should not be here.
Miss Day, we owe you a debt of gratitude, so I'm gonna let you stay, but under penalty of law.
I understand. I won't say a word.
I'll take full responsibility. Please continue.
My name is Geoffrey Boucher. I work for the Direction Générale de la Sécurité Extérieure.
It's the French equivalent of the CIA.
Norman Duclasse, the agent who brought these documents here, he was my partner. We are trying to keep them safe from an enemy operative.
Cipher?
Yes. We knew we wanted to sell these documents to the ISBDL, but before we could get them out of Malta, Cipher attacked and Norman was killed.
I'm sorry.
Merci. The documents were safe here, but I knew it was only a matter of time before Cipher struck again. So I took the job at the hotel as Isaac. the room service waiter.
Were you there when the embassy was being robbed?
No. And by the time I got here, it was too late. I spent the next few days conducting my own investigation, but I found nothing. So I was going to return to France. Elias Lentini was going to be my last delivery.
What happened in that room?
Oh, I was delivering the food when I overheard him in the phone in the next room. He may have thought I had left. He mentioned the tunnel. And I was intrigued, so I went to look.
Lentini was alive when you left?
Oh, very much so. I discovered the tunnel in the box and I managed to drag it to my locker moments before Lentini came looking for it. I suspect when Cypher discovered the box was gone, he killed Lentini.
Why didn't you return it?
Because I knew as long as you were still looking for it, Cypher would still be looking for it. It was my only chance to catch him.
And you have no idea who he is or what he looks like?
No. No, he's very good at his job.
What were you doing in my room yesterday?
I'd seen you snooping around in room 608 and talking to the FBI. I wanted to know who you were.
Agent Boucher, before you continue, let's secure the documents, yes?
Later.
I believe this is yours.
I can go now?
You can and you should. Cypher's gonna figure out that we have the documents. Who knows what we'll do to get them back.
Yeah, but we still don't know who Cypher is. And we don't know who he's working with at the hotel. We still don't know who killed Elias.
Chloe, I promise you, I'm gonna find out. You gotta trust me.
She stares in his eyes.
I do.
He smiles briefly, walks her away. Marines close the embassy vault.
We'll be keeping that vault under 24-hour guard until the documents become someone else's problem.
It's a very good idea.
Agent Boucher, I do have a question. You said you heard Elias Lentini mention the tunnel. What made you think that that was connected to the robbery?
Gentlemen, perhaps we should continue this later.
Well, the intelligence we had said the tunnel was filled in years ago. But if it hadn't, it would make sense.
Wait, you knew the tunnel into the embassy existed at some point?
Oui. Well, I suspect the CIA knows the layout of our embassies as well.
So you saw intelligence that said that the tunnel was partially filled in?
Yes, a report from your, what do you call it, Army Corps of Engineers.
Aaron looks to the ambassador with furrowed brows, realizes...
Agent Maxwell, perhaps we should take a walk.
Excuse me.
He follows her out of the room. Back at the hotel, Chloe packs with her friends.
That's it? We're just gonna go home?
Yep. My days as a junior detective are over.
Thank goodness.
But Chloe, we still don't know who killed Elias.
Or what was in that box we found. Or why Isaac was speaking French. Or do we know these things?
You know things. Tell us.
I can't. It's classified.
Classified? A couple days ago you were a travel writer, now you have some sort of top secret clearance?
Look. All I know is that it's being taken care of, okay? Aaron is gonna find out who killed Elias, and he can't do that if he's worried about us.
I don't think we're the ones he's worried about.
She gives him a dirty look.
I think you should go pack your bags. We have a plane to catch.
Sarah scrunches her face, looks back at Patrick, who rolls his eyes. They all leave. She ponders over her luggage. Back at the embassy.
This is one of my favorite places in all of Malta.
Madam Ambassador, let's have a seat.
They wanted to keep their options open. The tunnel. They were going to demolish it, but the Cold War was still fresh in everyone's minds, and they thought it might be needed again someday.
You worked with the engineers. You filed a report saying the tunnel had been filled in.
You made a few incorrect assumptions in your investigation. Elias Lentini did not find out about the tunnels through the hotel construction. He only found out about it a couple weeks ago, when I told him. I also told him how to get into the vault and where to find the lockbox with the documents.
Why would you do that?
As you said, I know how to get things done here in Malta, and sometimes that requires things like bribes, kickbacks, playing favorites with independent contractors. I believe everything I did was for the right reason. We helped a lot of people, even saved a few lives. But if anyone ever found out...
So you were blackmailed by Cypher?
I was contacted a couple of weeks after Norman Duclass was killed. I was told to provide Elias Lentini with all the information that he needed to do the job, except for what was in the lockbox. He thought it was money. He thought he was going to get rich.
You never actually met Cypher.
No, it was all distorted phone calls and encrypted emails. But Cipher did say something that led me to believe there's something else you presumed incorrectly.
What's that?
I don't know if it was on purpose or a slip-up, or maybe the plan was to kill me before I had a chance to tell anyone, but when I said the lockbox was heavy, Cipher said, men are good for some things.
Aaron's brows furrow. He looks around as he thinks. Back at the Optima Hotel, Chloe finishes packing.
It's open.
Bree walks in.
I heard you were leaving.
We are. I'm just cleaning up.
Housekeeping will get that.
I know. It's a lot of stuff.
Oh, you'd be amazed how much they can fit on those carts.
Eager for me to be gone?
Something like that. The FBI still hasn't told me who Isaac really is, and what was in that lockbox I saw them carry out.
I don't know.
Oh, I think you know plenty. The question is, how much did you tell the authorities?
You mean about how fast you got to the hotel the night of the murder?
What do you mean?
I know where you live. There's no way you could have gotten here that fast.
I had already left the house when I got the call. But all the snooping around makes things...
complicated?
Gets in her face.
Extremely.
Well, my friends are waiting for me downstairs, so I really gotta go.
They can wait.
I really gotta...
Sorry, but I need to tie up a few loose ends.
Housekeeping!
Rhianne enters.
I'm sorry. I thought you had checked out.
It's okay. I'm on my way out.
Thank you for staying at the Hotel Optima. We'll see you soon.
Crosses her arms. Out front, Tom opens a sedan door for Sarah. Chloe arrives. Luke takes her bag.
I'll take that.
Thank you.
He puts her bag in the trunk and shuts it.
Have a safe flight.
He walks away. Chloe gets in the back seat.
All right, let's go.
The sedan pulls out. Later at the Malta International Airport, they wait in the executive lounge. Chloe sits rubbing Elias's cufflink. Tom looks over at her.
What is that?
Elias's cufflink. I found it in his room. The killer must have missed it when they cleaned up. I wonder how they did that.
Did what?
Well, when Isaac was the main suspect, we thought he used the room service card to clean up Elias's belongings.
Yeah, but Isaac wasn't the killer.
Right. When Isaac left, Elias was still alive, so the killer came later.
So after what happened in your room today, you think it might be Bree?
I think this falls squarely into the not your problem anymore category.
Excuse me.
She gets up to take a call.
Hello, Aaron?
Chloe. Hi. I just wanted to make sure that you guys got through security okay.
We did. Thank you. We're in the lounge waiting to board.
Good. Hey, listen, off the record, thank you.
I wish I could have done more.
He smiles.
And don't worry, okay? We're gonna get her.
She drops the phone from her ear.
Have a good flight.
Her?
Her eyes dart around. She races back for her purse.
I gotta go. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Chloe,
I gotta go.
Go where?
She runs out of the lounge. That night at the hotel.
Aaron, it's Chloe. Be mad. I'm back at the Hotel Optima. I'm onto something. Call me.
Rhianne walks out of the locker room.
Chloe!
Oh, Rhianne.
I thought you left.
No, change of plans. I need to find Agent Maxwell.
Oh. Is he with the FBI?
Yes.
Were they here?
Really?
Right now, in the basement.
Could you please take me to them?
She pulls out a key card. Chloe runs around the desk to follow her. Rhianne leads her through the employee-only door and shuts it behind her after she walks through. Chloe barges through the locker room.
Aaron! Peter!
Peter's body lies in the cart. She spins around.
Bree isn't Cipher. You are.
Rhianne tilts her head at an angle. She pulls out a syringe. Rhianne lets her hair down, holding the syringe.
Oh. Oh. Thank God.
Chloe glances to the side.
Ooh, door's locked.
Oh, bad timing, sweetheart. You really should have gotten on that plane. I was willing to give you a free pass. I appreciate that.
especially seeing as no one else got one.
Yes, poor Peter. He was useful, till he wasn't. Actually, I had just finished taking care of that and was leaving when I saw you come back in.
Why did you let me go?
Well, you didn't really know who I was, did you?
Takes out her notebook.
Although, if this is any indication, you did get closer than anyone ever has. Remarkable, really.
Backs away into a corner.
Although I still can't figure out how you convinced Elias and Peter to help you steal documents.
I didn't. I convinced them to steal money. They thought the lockbox was going to be full of cash and jewels. Yes, greed. It's a very powerful motivator. No. Chloe, this isn't quite right. No, Elias didn't know about the tunnel. And he didn't know how to get into the vault. No. I blackmailed the ambassador into telling him all of that. Credit, where credit is due.
Chloe smiles uncomfortably.
Well, what else did I get wrong?
At the embassy, the ambassador signs.
Well, that's it. My letter of resignation. I will have that delivered to the president in Washington tomorrow.
I'm very sorry, Madam Ambassador.
Don't be. I should have told you everything right from the start. Some secrets are not meant to be kept.
She gets up and shakes Aaron's hand. They exchange polite smiles. He turns and watches her depart. Luke comes around the table.
Well, well. The first case and you've already taken down a U.S. ambassador.
I always did the extra credit at school.
Yeah, I bet you clean the whiteboards too, huh?
Checks phone.
Aaron, it's Chloe. Don't be mad. I'm back at the Hotel Optima. I'm on to something. Call me.
Problem?
Hypothetically. Come on.
Back in the basement.
This part's correct. Yes, they set off the alarm when they were robbing the embassy. You see, we couldn't get the box out, and we couldn't get it open. But when Elias went back to retrieve it, it was gone.
Isaac had moved it, right?
Yes. In my defense, I didn't know that at the time.
Oh, naturally. You thought Elias had double-crossed you, and so you killed him. And then you had Peter move the body. But what I can't figure out is why you didn't move the body sooner.
Sneaking a body out of a hotel is a lot more difficult than you might think. It's not like we could just wheel a cart out the front door.
So, you had Peter fake the checkout time while you cleaned the room.
Yes, but not very well, apparently. I was in a bit of a hurry.
And Bree?
Oh, well, we thought we might need her access to override the system in the case of an emergency, and it turns out we were right! She knew nothing about it.
And so, when did you realize that I was onto you?
Oh, well, you see, I had Peter set up a little booby trap on the hotel system. It told me if anyone tried to access Elias's room records. I watched through the webcam while you and your ginger friend broke into the computer at the front desk.
Gasps as she backs away.
So it was you that followed me that day.
Yes. I chased you to scare you off.
She tosses the notebook on a hamper.
And when I saw you that day outside the cathedral?
Yes, I was following you, of course.
Gasps, transfixed.
Of course. Any other questions before I wrap up the last of my loose ends?
Sticks the needle in her face.
Just one. How did you push Elias off the balcony?
I injected him with this. He never saw it coming.
Chloe starts crying. Suddenly pushes a card at her.
Well, I did.
Cypher is knocked over. Chloe flings open the doors to the tunnel. Cypher gets up and throws off the cart. Chases after her. Chloe runs around a corner and stops, looking around. She turns down a passage. Cypher storms after her, taking stomping controlled steps. Stops at an intersection. Then picks the same path. Chloe runs frantically down a narrow corridor. Cypher stomps after her. Chloe runs out to a dead end over a bridge outside.
Help! Help! Oh, Chloe. Why didn't you just let it go?
Because Elias was my friend.
Oh, how noble. I wonder if any of your friends would be as tenacious when trying to figure out who killed you.
Aaron leads police in the tunnel.
All right, you, this way. The rest of you follow me.
He runs down a corridor with a flashlight. He chooses a path.
This way.
Cypher closes in.
Okay, wait.
Oh, no, don't worry. The poison works pretty fast. You'll be dead before you hit the ground.
Charges at her.
Wait.
I bet you regret playing detective now, though, don't you?
Aaron appears behind her.
You know what? Not even a little bit.
Hands where we can see
it. Chloe knocks the syringe away and runs. Police rush in.
Go. Hands behind your back.
They handcuff Cypher.
You okay? She hurt you?
No, I'm okay.
You're now a prisoner under U.S. jurisdiction. Oh. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
I'm guessing you got my message.
I did. I think I'm gonna call you Special Agent Day now.
She exhales, smiles.
Come on.
He grins between a furrowed brow.
Bye, Chloe!
He guides Chloe away. She puts her hand on his back. Cypher blows them kisses as they go. The police escort her away. The next day at the hotel lobby, Bree checks a place setting at a table. Chloe approaches her.
Bree.
Bree turns.
How are you doing? As well as expected? Well, I'm guessing this is why you came into my room yesterday.
I don't want you to leave with it. If anyone found out I gave this to you, it would cost me my job.
After everything that's happened, you still want your job?
Shrugs. Gestures around.
This hotel is my life.
Chloe touches her shoulder.
Well, I truly wish you the best.
I wish the same to you, Chloe.
Chloe turns to leave. Aaron waits by a sedan outside with shades on. He checks his watch. Chloe approaches from behind him. He spots her and laughs. Takes his shades off.
Making sure I'm really leaving this time?
I was considering an armed guard escort to the plane for you.
Both smile.
What about you? Are you headed back to D.C.?
In a few days. I've got some things to clear up here, and then I'm gonna head home.
What'd your dad think about you cracking the case and catching Cypher?
Thing is, I didn't. You did.
He stares at her. She blushes.
We'll call it a team effort.
We could still talk about getting that badge for you.
I think I'll stick to travel writing. Thank you. It's a lot safer.
Flashes his brows.
Usually.
She shrugs.
I should get going.
He stands, smiling at her. She tries to contain a smile. Looks him up and down. Goes in for a hug. He grips her tight. Looks in his eyes.
Thank you for believing in me.
It's easy.
She holds in a laugh. Brushes his chest. Points at him, flashing her brows.
I'll see you at the next international crime scene.
He laughs, holds the door for her.
Hypothetically.
She gets into the car. He shuts it and puts his shades back on. Watches her drive away, taking a few steps after her. He turns back to the hotel with a grin on his face. It widens into a wide smirk. Palm trees overlook a sculpture fountain at the center of a large square. Flying over the city with elevated, labyrinthine roads passing between aged buildings interspersed with modern glass roofs. The sea visible in the background.